ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयः अध्यायः, येट् टु एण्ट् The chapter is going to begin with Arjuna's question. Arjuna understood very clearly from Bhagavan's teachings, imparted in the second chapter, that jnanam is superior to karma. Because knowledge alone liberates a person. Knowledge alone will liberate a person. Because whole bondage is caused by ignorance. Especially, the whole samsara is centered on I. The whole problem is centered on I. Without changing anything in the world, this perspective alone has to be changed. One has to see oneself being ever free. In order to see oneself being ever free, one has to see one's own self being the very truth. The perspective changes, there will be objectivity, there will be non-internalization of situations, which is freedom. Therefore, knowledge is, what is need is knowledge only. Therefore, knowledge is superior. Knowledge alone can bring about a perspective change, which is freedom. Therefore, one has to spare all one's time only for pursuing jnanam. One need not spare one's time for doing things, even though doing one's duties, doing the needful for survival in the world, karma is inevitable and avoidable. Still, one can, apart from the necessary activities, one can focus only on the pursuit of jnanam. One can involve oneself only in pursuing jnanam. But Arjuna was simultaneously told, Tasmad Yudhyasva Bharata. Tasmad Yudhyasva. Therefore, may you do your duty, may you fight. He was taught how to convert discipline to yoga. He was taught what was yoga, karma sukaushalam, yoga samattam, yoga uchyate, etc. He was taught also how to convert this karma into a preparatory discipline. He was taught in second chapter. The nature of the Atma was taught so that you understand the Atma, which is the truth of the individual, the very Swarupa of Aham, is absolutely indestructible. So no way Atma can be distorted, no harm, no destruction can be caused by anything in the world. We understood all those things very clearly. Atma is absolutely indestructible. Anatma is constantly a subject nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, Anatma undergoing changes alone is said to be relative destruction. Otherwise, there is no such thing called destruction at all of anything. So, that's why grief has no legitimacy. It's purely because of our own confusion, erroneous perception. Therefore, knowledge is superior. Therefore, what is wanted is only knowledge to free oneself from this emotional trauma, mental agony. One needs only what one needs is jnanam. But when he was also asked to do karma, because Bhagavan thought Arjuna had to prepare himself for the jnanam, he taught two disciplines. And two disciplines prescribed for two different lifestyles also. But Arjuna was anxious. He thought he would pursue only jnanam. He did not know why he stood. So the very opening verse, he presents the question. If knowledge is superior to karma, then why he should be asked to involve himself in the terrible act of killing, the fighting? So now, Shankara Bhagavatpada is commentary, introductory commentary, where he consciously refutes the Purvamamsakas, Jnana Karmuchya Vadi, Purvamamsakas views. He refutes and he makes it very clear that even Arjuna's question would not have been possible. Okay, let me come to the point here. He gave many reasons why Purvamimamsaka's view was wrong. He gave all proper reasons. He explained very clearly. Purvamimamsaka's statements contradict his later statement contradicts the previous statement. In the sense, his view of vihita karma. Vihita karma means prescribed duties. The prescribed obligatory duty, if it is performed, then there is no benefit. There is neither punyam nor papam. But if it is not performed, there will be papam. So the papam caused by the non-performance of vihita karma is said to be pratyavaya papa. So, omission of the vihita karma, the prescribed obligatory duty, results in the accumulation of pratyavaya papam. So that he, when he pointed out, that showed that unless vihita karma is not performed, the pratyavaya papam will be an obstacle for sannyasi in pursuing his knowledge. Prakrapa Bhagatpada makes it very clear. Vihita karma is not sannyasi dharma. Therefore, he will not incur any papam. Second thing, he also explained very beautifully. Pratyavaya papam was given a correct definition. The correct definition of pratyavaya papam was given. And by way of correcting his view or presenting the correct definition of pratyavaya papam, he made it very clear. I mean, we were reminded of even the karma phalam. Moksha can never be a result of karma. It was also made very clear. Now we all have very clear understanding of what pratyavaya papa karma, papam. So finally, Bhagavan said, a person who is adequately mature, who has clear viveka, discriminate understanding of Atma being the permanent absolute reality and Atma being only source of happiness. Such a person naturally becomes inclined for the jnanam and he becomes dispassionate towards everything else. He becomes a person of detachment, which means he is no more dependent on the results of actions or the permanence of actions or any persons and positions for his happiness and security. Such a person who is independent of everything else for his happiness and security is the person of vairagyam. But still he is dependent on jnanam for his happiness. Therefore he is a sannyasi. If he doesn't become dependent on jnanam also, he is a jnani. Isn't it? Therefore, sannyasinam karmani na, there cannot be any requirement of performance of karma at all on the part of sannyasis. Sannyasi means a vairagyavan purushaha. People of detachment are free from karmas. They need not perform any karma. People of detachment cannot do anything but, you know, pursuing jnana. Therefore, ataha jnana karmano ho samuchaya anupapattihi. Now, he concludes. Jnana karmano ho samuchaya anupapattihi. It is not possible at all to synthesize knowledge and karma, which means the two different disciplines, jnana yogaha and karma yogaha, disciplines cannot be combined simultaneously. But they have to be combined sequentially. Sequential synthesis of jnana yoga and karma yoga is inevitable, Shastra emphasizes. But simultaneous synthesis of jnanam and karma is not possible. Iti Arjunasya Prashna Anupattyascha. What is Arjuna Prashna Anupattihi? Jayasi Chet Karmanaha Te Buddhi. Karmanaha Buddhihi Jayasi Te Mata Chet. Hey Krishna, if knowledge is superior to karma, why do you ask me to do karma? This question, the first was opening verse, would not have been possible. Arjunasya Prashna Anupapattyascha. The question itself is possible because Bhagavan did not emphasize the, Bhagavan did not combine. Bhagavan did not recommend the simultaneous combination of jnanam and karma. Okay, it's called Sama Samuchayaha was not at all mentioned by Bhagavan. Even though Bhagavan definitely mentioned sequential combination of jnanam and karma. One has to go through the discipline of karma yoga in order to prepare one's mind adequately for jnanam, to have viveka vairagyam, to have fourfold qualifications. Then, as a mature, relatively emotionally mature individual, with adequate preparedness, with a focus attention, one can go through comfortably the discipline of jnana yogaha, ultimately for the attainment of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. So, jnana yogyata praptirtam karma yogaha, jnana praptirtam jnana yogaha, mokshartam jnanam. Jnanam eva moksha. This is the order. Okay. Now, I'm going to next sentence now. Today's bhashyam. Yadihi bhagavata dvitiye adhyaye. Actually, why I was repeating, I was waiting for people to join, okay? I simply was just dragging the teaching to waiting for people to join. Okay. Yadihi Bhagavata Dvitiya Adhyaye Jnanam Karmacha Samuchitya Tvaya Anushteyam Iti Uktam Syat. If it was mentioned by Bhagavan it was instructed by Bhagavan to Arjuna in the second chapter. Hey Arjuna, knowledge and karma should be combined by you, must be followed. The word jnanam stands for jnana yoga, karma stands for karma yoga. Both these disciplines should be combined and followed by you. Jnanam karma cha samuchitya toya anushteyam. Knowledge and karma should be followed by you. So having combined knowledge and karma should be followed by you. If it was said by Bhagavan, the second chapter, tataha. See, in Sanskritam, there's no indirect speech, okay? So direct speech. If Arjuna was instructed by Bhagavan that he should follow both disciplines, combining them, tataha, then Arjunasya prashna anupapannaha. Arjuna's question is not possible. But the very question, karmanaha buddhihi jayasi mata chet. I'm making the first order, okay? Jayasi chet karmanaha te mata buddhihi. Te buddhihi jayasi mata chet. If for you knowledge is considered to be superior to karma, iti Arjunaya, that such a question wouldn't have been possible. Okay. Arjunaya chet buddhi karmani toya anushteya ityukte ya karmanaha jayasi buddhihi sa api ukta eva iti. Tatkim gore karmani mam niyojayasi keshava iti upalambaha prashnaha va nakathanchana upapadyate. Please don't think I'm repeating, okay? Bhagavad Pada is repeating. Buddhi karmani toya anushteye ityukte. If it was instructed by Bhagavan that both knowledge and karma should be followed by Arjuna, that knowledge is superior to karma also must have been mentioned by Bhagavan. Therefore, the superiority of knowledge must have been mentioned by Bhagavan definitely. Therefore, such a question, why do you involve me in this terrible act of killing? Gore karmani kim mam niyojasi iti upalambaha prashnahava. Even that following question also would not have risen at all. It is not possible at all for such a question to happen. Upalambaha prashnaha means the following question also nakathanchana upapadyeta. It cannot happen at all anyhow. Nacha arjunasya eva jayasi buddhihi na anushteya iti bhagavata uktam puram iti kalpayitum yuktam. Yena jayasi chetiti vivekataha prashnaha syat. If it was said by Bhagavan, buddhi, which is superior, knowledge, which is superior, should not be followed by you. It is possible to imagine, think that knowledge should not be, Bhagavan would have said, knowledge should not be followed by Arjuna. Therefore, vivekataha jayasi chetiti prashnaha syat. But here, it follows, following what we will see here, to make it very clear, don't worry. Yadi punaha ekasya purushasya jnana karmanoho virodhat yugapat anushthanam na sambhavati. Very important. So Shankara Bhagavatpada's another important, I'll come back to the next sentence, but please listen to carefully. Ekasya purushasya, for one person, one and the same person, jnana karmanoho virodhat, as knowledge and karma are contradictory, opposed to each other, yugapat anushtanam, simultaneous following of both is not possible. Yugapat anushtanam is what? Simultaneously following jnanam and karma does not happen. Na sambhavati. Why? Knowledge and karma following both disciplines simultaneously is not possible. It doesn't happen. Na sambhavati. Why? Virodhati. What a reason why knowledge and karma can be combined. It is not possible for the one and the same person to follow both disciplines simultaneously because they are opposed to each other. If there is light, there cannot be darkness. If there is darkness, there is no light. Because they are of opposite attributes. Jnana karmanoho karmanoho virodhat. Knowledge and karma cannot be followed simultaneously. Okay. Bhinna purusha anushteyatvam bhagavata puram uktam syat. Bhinna purusha anushteyatvam means what? The karma and jnanam having the status of having to be followed by two different people might have been mentioned by Bhagavan. Yes, when Bhagavan says one should follow karma, one should follow jnanam, one should be given to the discipline of karma yoga, one should also follow the discipline of jnana yoga, if Bhagavan says, what does it mean? Both must be followed. There's no choice between the two. But when should they be followed? Should they be followed simultaneously or sequentially? That is the question. So simultaneously cannot be followed by one person. But bhinna purusha anushteyatvam is possible. So jnana yoga must have been prescribed for people who are mentally prepared. Bhinna purushaha, different person. And karma yoga must be prescribed for a person who has yet to become prepared. So bhinna purusha anushteyatvam, both these disciplines have a status of having to be followed by people of two different mental preparedness. But it might have been mentioned by Bhagavan. Tataha, ayam prashnaha upapannaha. Therefore, this question itself is possible. Ayam prashna upapannaha. This question is possible because of this reason. Okay. Remember, I'll stop here. Jnana karmanoho virodhat yugapad anushtanam na sambhavati. How knowledge and karma are opposed to each other. Let us see first. Why there is virodha? Jnana karma noho virodha kimartam? Please understand, ignorance, karma is product of ignorance. Isn't it? Very important to understand this fact. Karma is product of ignorance. How do we say this? Who can perform karma? Karma is performed by a person who is driven by his desires and needs. Absolutely desireless person cannot do karma. Karma is expression of the inner pressure caused by the desire. Desire itself is an expression of one's pressure, inner pressure, pressure of the needs. Desire is possible only if a person has needs. The needs are possible only if there is inadequacy on the part of the person. Sense of inadequacy centered on I. Okay. On the part of the person is the cause for one having the needs. Inadequacy is possible. Either natural biological urges or emotional urge. Every human being is helplessly suffering this problem of natural emotional urge of wanting to be happy always, everywhere and with everybody. Every human being has this natural emotional urge of wanting to live long happily. Emotional urge being natural, biological urges being natural, and cultivated desires also are naturally there. The urges and desire, etc., is purely because of the sense of inadequacy centered on I. And the inadequacy is because of the erroneous notion a person has about oneself. And erroneous notion a person has entertains about oneself is because of erroneous perception of the self. And erroneous perception of the self is because of self-ignorance. Therefore, samipa karanam, mula karanam. What is the cause of the karma? Immediate cause of the cause, the performance of action, is the desire, and the moola karanam of the action is ignorance. Therefore, action is ignorance friendly, being the product of ignorance. Karma ajnana karyam. You have to go, every time we think about the karma, I have to go back to kindergarten class. We had to arrive at this, isn't it? We had to go back. Ajnanam is the cause of the ignorance, the action. If ajnanam is not there, there'll be fullness. Ajnanam is not there, there's jnanam. If jnanam is there, there'll be fullness. If fullness is there, there's no inadequacy. There's no erroneous perception. Okay, there's fullness, there will not be inadequacy, there won't be needs, there won't be desires, and there won't be binding desires, and there won't be need to do anything. If at all a jnani performs karma, the karma will be karma abhasaha, because the jnani is not dependent on the karma, a fulfillment of desire for his happiness and security. Understand? Therefore, any action performed is expression of the pressure caused by the fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy due to the erroneous notion caused by erroneous perception as a result of ignorance. Therefore, ajnana janakam, அஜ்ஞானஜன்யம், அஜ்ஞானஜன்யம் கர்ம, ப்ராடக்ட் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். அண்ட் வேர் திஸ் ஞானம், தெர் கெனாட் பி கர்ம. தேர்ஃபோர் ஞானம் அண்ட் கர்மா ஆர் அப்போஸ் டு ஈச் அதர். ஞான கர்மனோகோ விரோதாத் இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் டு கம்பைன். இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் ஞானம், யூ ஃபோக்கஸ் மஸ்ட் பி ஓன்லி இன் வாட், ஸ்ரவணம் மனம் நிதித்தியாசனம். ஐ மீன் ஆப்ளிகேட்டட் டியூட்டிஸ். அட்டென்ஷன் கெனாட் பி டைவர்டட் டு ஹாவ் தி டிசையர்ஸ் ஃபுல்ஃபில்ட். Isn't it? I want to come a karma and I also want to do this. That is not possible. Sannyasi buddhi. We're talking about sannyasi. I'm not saying it for other people. Okay? Therefore, what? Combining jnanam and karma is not possible. Two different disciplines for people of two different adhikaris, and for two different benefits. So anubandha chatushtaya bedaha is there. So karma yoga is a discipline prescribed for the person who has yet to discover vairagyam, who has yet to become dispassionate, who has yet to have clear discriminative understanding of everything in the world being impermanent. And one must know the impermanent cannot be the means of accomplishing the permanent happiness. Nitya anitya vastu vivekaha one must have. Only then vairagyam is possible. One's dependence for everlasting happiness must be shifted from the time-bound world to the timeless truth. That is what is shifting the dependence is vairagyam, detachment, dispassion. Without that vairagyam, it is not possible. That is the maturity. So discovering dispassion, becoming detached is an expression of maturity. So that a person has a maturity, then we don't need to tell the person to pursue jnanam. Naturally, he'll be inclined for the pursuit of jnanam. For him, jnana yoga is the discipline. He cannot be distracted. He won't be disturbed. He'll be very calm. Everything is impermanent and his focus only on jnana means. That is why we say distraction-free, disturbance-free. Mind with steady mind, attention will be available for shravanam, attention will be available for mananam, attention will be available for nididhyasanam. Understanding will be possible. No distraction. Without vairagyam, distractionlessness is impossible. Distraction-free mind must be a person, mind with a detachment. Detached person's mind is a distraction-free mind. And it's not easy. One has to, that mental preparedness, that maturity takes time. It is not that easy. Therefore, even as a person of Purushartha Nischaya, even with the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, having one's focus on mental preparedness for jnanam, one can live one's life, surrendering one's will to Bhagavan of Dharma, tapping Bhagavan's grace, doing all one's duties. Kanuri Dharma. It is karma yoga, isn't it? Therefore, the two different disciplines for people of two different mental preparedness. Therefore, these disciplines cannot be followed. Simultaneous synthesis of these disciplines is not possible. But sequential synthesis is inevitable. It's a must. புத்தி கர்மணி துவயா அனுஷ்டேயே சுத்தே யா கர்மணா ஜாயசி புத்தி சா அப்படி உக்தாயவீதி சத்யம் கர்கோரே கர்மம் நியோஜசி கேசவ இது உபாலம்பா பிரஷ்னவா ந கதஞ்சன உபபத்தியதே நச்ச ஓகே அர்ஜுனஸ்ய ஏவ ஜாயசி புத்தி ந அனுஷ்டேயா இது பகவதா உக்தம் பூர்வம் இது கல்பயித்தும் யுக்தம் ஜாயசி சரித்து விவேகத்தா பிரஷ்னஹ ஸ்யாத் ஓகே கம் நெக்ஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட் யதி புனஹ ஏகஸ்ய புருஷஸ்ய ஜான கர்மனோஹோ விரோதாத் இஸ் வாட் ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் நவ் ஜான கர்மனோஹோ விரோதாத் யுகபத் அனுஷ்டானம் ந சம்பவதி இதி பின்ன புருஷ அனுஷ்டேயத்துவம் பகவதா பூர்வம் உக்தம் ஸ்யாத் இட் மஸ்ட் ஹவ் பின் சித் பி பகவான் தட் திஸ் பி ஃபாலோட் பை பீப்புள் ஆஃப் டூ டிஃபரெண்ட் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் டூ டிஃபரெண்ட் மென்டல் ப்ரிப்பேர்னஸ் தத்தா அயம் பிரஷ்னா உபபன்னா therefore such a question is possible avivekatah prashna kalpanayam api avivekatah prashna kalpanayam api bhinna purusha anushtayatvena gyana karma nishtayoho bhagavatah prativachanam na upapadyate அவிவேகதஹ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் லேக் ஆஃப் டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் பிரஷ்ன கல்பனாயாம் அபி இவன் தோ த க்வெஸ்சன் வாஸ் ஆர்பி அர்ஜுனா பின்ன புருஷ அனுஷ்டேயத்வேன ஜானகம நிஷ்டையோஹோ பகவதா பிரதிவச்சன உபபத்தியதே இவன் அர்ஜுனா ஆஸ்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் பகவான்ஸ் ஆன்சர் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் of prescribing these two different disciplines for two people of two different mental preparedness bhinna purusha anushteyatvena gyana karma nishtayoho means what gyana nishta karma nishta so gyana yoga karma yoga these two disciplines must have been definitely these disciplines having the status of being the status of having to be followed by two people of two different levels. If it was not there, then Bhagavan's answer also wouldn't have been possible. Bhagavataha prativacham na upapadyate. Therefore what? Nacha ajnana nimittam bhagavat prativacharam kalpaniyam. Bhagavan's reply should not be mistaken. Misunderstood, taken because of ignorance, taken for ignorance. Asmat cha, I'll come back to that again. Asmat cha, bhinna purusha anushteyatvena, jnana karma nishtayoho, bhagavataha prativachana darshanat, jnana karmanoho samuchaya anupapat. Again he repeats bhinna purusha anushtayatvena jnana karma nishtayoho bhagavataha prativachana darshanat as it is seen what the bhagavan's reply is presented as bhagavan's reply is presented in such a way that jnana and karma, these two disciplines, jnana yoga and karma yoga, these two disciplines have been prescribed by Bhagavan as the ones to be followed by people of two different preparedness. The prepared mind and the unprepared mind. Therefore, simultaneous combination is not possible. Samuchaya anupapattihi. Simultaneous combination of jnana yoga and karma yoga is not possible. Anupapattihi. Tasmat kevala deva jnanat mokshaha. तस्मात् केवलादेव ज्ञानात् मोक्षः इति एषः अर्थः निश्चितः गीतासु उपनिषत्सु च. दिस् इस् दि फाइनल निगमनम्. गॉट इट? डोंट वरी, द फ्यू सेंटेंस आई हैव टू कम बैक एंड एक्सप्लेन, बट आई डिडंट वांट टू मेक यू फील बोर्ड. ओके, द एक्चुअल टीचिंग आई वांट टू कंप्लीट इट टुडे. What is the final nigamanam is what? Nigamanam means the final conclusion. The final conclusion, the statement of fact which is present here after thorough analysis. There should not be any doubt. That's why it's Gita, Bhashya Patanam is Mananam. It is for, okay? No, one should not have doubt. No more doubt. Should I follow karma and jnana simultaneously? No. Kevala deva jnanat mokshaha. So moksha is something to be discovered only through knowledge of the self. Iti yeshaharta, this is the meaning. Nischitaha Gitasu. This is the fact. Eshaha Artaha Gitasu Upanishatsu Sarva Upanishatsu Nischitaha Gitasu Sarva Upanishatsu Upanishatsu Cha Eshaha Artaha Nischitaha. This is the fact assertively stated in all the chapters of Bhagavad Gita, in all the Upanishads uniformly. So, poor Mimamsakaha has no more room to say anything, not allowed to open his mouth. Jnana karmanoho ekam vada nischitya. Between Arjun, Jnana karmanoho, between knowledge and karma, ekam nischityavada, may you say definitely one thing which I should follow. This was the question again. Iti cha eka vishaya eva prarthana anupapanna. This request on the part of Arjuna also would not have been possible. Eka vishaya prarthana, eka vishaya eva prarthana anupapanna. This request on the part of Arjuna, please tell me Krishna only one thing. Between Arjuna and karma, don't tell me both. You must attain jnanam for moksha, you do karma now. Don't tell me to do both. One after the other. Please tell me one thing. So this request for one thing. Eka vishaya prarthana. The prayer for one, the request for one thing on the part of Arjuna also is not possible if Bhagavan recommended simultaneous combination of both. Ubhayoho samuchaya sambhave. If it is possible for both to be combined, if the combination of both is possible, then even Arjuna's question wouldn't have been possible. Please tell me one between of the two. Kuru karmeva tasmatam iti cha. Therefore, Arjuna may do only karma. Iti cha jnana nishtha asambhavam arjunasya avadharanena darshayishyati. So jnana nishtha asambhavam arjunasya. So Arjuna's lack of preparedness, so Arjuna being not prepared for the pursuit of jnanam, jnana nishtha asambhavam means what? Arjuna, being not prepared for the pursuit of jnanam, also Bhagavan is going to now show avadharanena darshayishyati. Bhagavan is going to show, Bhagavan is going to bring to light assertively, avadharanena. Assertively, Bhagavan is going to bring to light that Arjuna being not prepared for the jnanam, and to tell you what, tasmad tum karma eva kuru. Therefore, you do your duty only. This also Bhagavan is going to show. Arjuna asks, between the two, what should I follow? You do karma. Do only karma, he says. Why? He's still not ready for jnanam. Jnanishta asambhavam. As it is not possible for Arjuna to be given to the discipline of jnana yoga, so Arjuna, what Arjuna needed was preparedness for jnanam. Therefore, Bhagavan is going to show assertively his non-preparedness for jnanam by saying, may you do only karma, duty. Tasmat tum karma eva kuru iti. Now let me make it very clear. So what is the point now? At last, pura mimam sakaha, jnana karma samuchaya vadi, has been clarified that both disciplines are important. Both disciplines have to be followed by every individual sequentially. If a person is adequately prepared, then one need not say that he should follow Jnana Yoga. He will naturally be inclined for Jnana Yoga. The very question comes means what? Still you are not ready. So you study Upanishad, the question the person is asking means he is still not ready. Okay, you can study Upanishad, now you do karma. That is the answer. Understand? So the very question proves the lack of preparedness. So the other view also has been the Purapakshi's view being incorrect has been clarified. Now, we had entered into the actual verse at last. I did not really spend a lot of time here because same thing has been repeated everywhere. Repeated means what? Just to emphasize. Always punaruktihi. There's no punarukti doshaha. There's no error of repetition. Because it has to be clear. The possibility of Arjuna's question, possibility of Bhagavan's answer, is the proof that definitely they cannot be combined simultaneously. Okay. Sama samuchaya is not possible. Yugapat samuchaya is not possible. But sequential combination is possible. Okay. Arjuna uvacha jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani ghore mam niyojayasi keshava. In this context, actually, I want to remind you. That is why we have symbolic expressions for everything in India. And Pujya Swami explained beautifully. In Srimad Bhagavatam, river Yamuna is glorified, always praised. Yamuna means Krishna. Krishna means Yamuna. And the Yamuna river, in the bank of Yamuna, had the fortune of being touched by Bhagavan Krishna's feet. Okay, he was always dancing with the gopis on the bank of Yamuna. So Yamuna river is superior for all the bhaktas. And all these dispassionate, detached sannyasis, river Ganga is holy. So some people think the river, people who are attached to Krishna will say Yamuna is superior. People who are attached to, Shiva Bhakta, because Ganga means Kashi Vishwanatha Swami. Ganga Snanam, Vishwanatha Swami Darshanam, they go together. So the Shiva Bhakta will say Ganga is holier river, superior, much greater superior, etc. But understand, river Yamuna symbolizes Karma Yoga. And river Ganga symbolizes Jnana Yoga. Both disciplines are important. Isn't it? Which is superior? Both are important. Without Yamuna, Ganga is not possible. Without Ganga, Yamuna will be incomplete. Without Karma Yoga, Jnanam will be impossible. Without Jnanam, Karma Yoga will be incomplete. Understand? That is where all dance and colorful life and Krishna with the gopis and all the fun. So Karma Yoga. Life, full of life and dance and things. Jnana Yoga. Ganga. Ganga symbolizes eternal flow of Vedic wisdom. And Rishi Moolam never ask. Nadi Moolam also should not be asked. We cannot trace the first place where exactly Ganga originates from. We go and search. Gangotri you can go to, where you see Ganga there, but you can't exactly say where the first, where it starts. Many, many small streams in the Himalayas join together and start flowing as Ganga. We can never arrive at it exactly. Rishi Moolam, Nadi Moolam, we can never ask. We can say this is the point where a stream, even not only Ganga, any river for that matter. Even Thames, you can't trace where exactly is the first place of origination. So many, many small rivers and streams must be joined together at some point. They must be not flowing as a huge river. And this because Ganga is always Jivanadi, always full of water, never gets dry. Ganga will never, should never, never get dry, never gets dry. Jivanadi for Bharata Mata. So this Ganga is keeps on unobstructedly, it keeps on flowing. Non-stop. That is why it is like what now, the unobstructed flow of Vedic wisdom from Bhagavan himself through the lineage of unbroken lineage of Guru Parampara, Karna Paramparaya, isn't it? And in that Ganga, you can go to any guru who knows the sampradaya with the guru. Any sampradaya with the guru, any god is like sampradaya with the guru. And go to any god, sampradaya with the guru, not asampradaya with. You shouldn't go to some wrong places. You get to, okay, lost there. Then you go there, any god, you have three dips. Dip number one, shravanam. Dip number two, mananam. Dip number three, nidhyasanam. And after three dips, all your ajnanam dirt, adhyasa dirt, adhyaropa dirt, isn't it? And ahankara dirt, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, all dirt gets washed off in the flow of Ganga, Jnana Ganga. Then you soak yourself in jnanam. Get wet completely, come out, and your perspective is different. Can't throw the body into there, throw the old clothes, wear new clothes. New clothes is what? Wearing new clothes is perspective change. Erroneous perception is washed off. Discard the old clothes. Wear fresh new clothes. Eat sweets. Celebrate your luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness. Of fullness being your sarupam. That's Deepavali. Ganga Snanam. Isn't it? Asura, Ajnana Asura has been killed, becomes killed here. So that is why Ganga is the holiest river for us. Ganga symbolizes Veda Mata. If this the attitude towards Ganga must be such, isn't it? This is Ganga for us. If you go to any ashram, mostly the main teacher's cottage will be called Ganga. Puja Swami's cottage in Coimbatore, also American Gurukulam, Ganga. Yes, I'm just reminding you, yes, sir, not to forget this. So we're serious. We're very serious. We go to Ganga very, very serious. Abu Yamuna, you're not serious? No. There also you enjoy. You enjoy colorful life, keeping Bhagavan. You know, always. Having your life filled with Bhagavan, live colorful life. That is Yamuna. Yamuna also is holy river. Ganga also is holy river for us. Any river is holy for us. That's why every time I cross this river, Thames, I say, Om Bhagavate Gangai, Thames Rupinyai. Anyway, I come to the point. So, why I'm repeating this? Because I also do this class, keeping my mind that some of you are prepared to become teachers. All this is very important. You have to remember the points which go together. Okay. Let us see now. Now you know the literal meaning of this verse. Hey Janardana. Te buddhihi jayasi mata. See, jayasi means superior. Exalted. More exalted. What is more exalted, superior? Buddhihi. The word buddhihi here means jnanam. If knowledge is, chet is yadi. Yadi, if chet is yadi. If knowledge is considered mata. Mata means opined. If knowledge is opined to be superior, more exalted, then what? Karmanaha. Te means your, in your opinion, considered by you, Twaya, that's the meaning. Buddhihi karmanaha jayasi mata chet. Buddhihi karmanaha jayasi mata chet. He Janardana, buddhihi karmanaha jayasi mata chet. Tat. Kim ghore karmani maam niyojayasi, he Keshava. Make right the order immediately so that you will never forget it. He Keshava, kim ghore karmani maam niyojayasi. Why do you appoint me, involve me in terrible act of fighting? This is the literal meaning of the verse. So let us see the bhashyam there. Jayasi is equal to Shreyasi. See, Shreyas, good. Shreyasi, is it? Stealing is Shreyasi. Chet. Jayasi is equal to Shreyasi. So, buddhihi Shreyasi. Buddhihi Jayasi. Buddhihi Gariyasi. Greater. Shreyasi. Greater. Better. Superior, to what? Karmanaha, than karma. Chet is equal to yadi. Karmanaha sakashat te is equal to tava. Mata is equal to abhipreta. See, every word is given up. Mata is equal to abhipreta. Mata is the participle. Mata means opined, considered, thought. So abhipreta means suggested, considered. So what is considered? If knowledge is considered to be superior, greater than, better than karma, buddhihi is equal to jnanam. If for everybody can see the equivalent, Shankarabhagavata's meaning. Buddhihi jnanam, mata abhipreta, te tava. Karmanaha sakashat, when compared to karma, he Janardana, yadi buddhi karmani, now Shankaracharya says, yadi buddhi karmani, buddhihi cha karma cha buddhi karmani, dual word, ke buddhi karmani samuchite ishte. If the combination of synthesis of knowledge and karma was desired by Bhagavan, tada ekam shreyaha sadhanam iti. One is a better means, a greater means, superior means iti. Karmanaha jayasi buddhihi. Knowledge is superior to karma iti. Karmanaha atirikta karanam buddhehe anupapannam. Atirikta karanam is not making the knowledge superior. Buddhehe atirikta karanam means making the superiority, pointing the superiority of knowledge. Atirikta karanam. Point the superiority of knowledge over the action. Anupapannam is not possible. Arjunena na kritam syat. Anupannam arjunena kritam syat. Nahi tadeva tasmat palataha atiriktam syat. So by result wise also it wouldn't have been superior. What can karma do? What can knowledge do? Knowledge alone can liberate. Palataha atirikstam syat, na syat. The result of jnanam is freedom. Result of karma is bondage only. But here the binding karma can be converted into liberating karma. With perfect proper attitude as yoga, how liberating karma? Karma cannot directly liberate. Karma can contribute for the liberation by way of contributing for the mental preparedness required for jnanam. So earlier, Shankara Bhagavatpada mentioned his commentary. Bhagavan's reply should not be taken that it was also given. Bhagavan's answer can never be illogical. It should not be mistaken that it was given as carelessly. Agyanimittam na kritam syat means what? Bhagavan's answer cannot be incorrect, improper, inappropriate answer. It cannot go against the reasoning. It cannot be mistaken also. Bhagavan also must be given very thoughtfully only. Therefore, that we have to understand here now. I mean, the Bhasham given at the end should be understood in keeping with what is given here, the first verse. Okay? You know very well, the first sentence is very clear. Hey, Janardana, if Arj is superior to karma, if Arj is considered to be, opined to be superior to karma, that's the first sentence meaning. So here Shankara Bhagavatpada comes to the point here. Buddhi karmani, yadi buddhi karmani samuchite. Mean what? If these two disciplines could be combined, how samuchite, simultaneously, then definitely, as a means of attainment of moksha, then definitely the one cannot be mentioned as the means of attainment of moksha. Then both must be said to be the means of attainment of moksha. Our combination was said to be the attainment of means of moksha. Atirikta karanam buddhehe atirikta karanam anupapannam kritam syat arjunena. Buddhehe karmanaha atirikta karanam. So karma yoga, the superiority of jnanam or karma wouldn't have been possible for Arjuna. Arjunena anupapannam kritam syat. Nahi tadeva tasmat palataha atiriktam syat. Tadeva palataha atiriktam syat. If jnana karma samuchyaha was mentioned, the combination of jnana and karma was mentioned as the means of attainment of moksha, then both disciplines would have been equally would have considered equally superior as means of attainment of moksha. That did not happen. So, tathacha karmanaha Shreyaskari Bhagavata Ukta. Shreyas Bhagavata Ukta Buddhihi. But knowledge was mentioned by Bhagavan as Shreyaskari, Mokshakari. But knowledge was mentioned by Bhagavan as the means of attainment of moksha as Shreyaskari. Knowledge having the So as being the means of attainment of moksha, shayaskari, mokshakari, then karma. Between the two, karma was not mentioned as shayaskaram, but moksha, jnanam was mentioned as shayaskari. Buddhihi shayaskari, jnanam shayaskaram. Karma is not shayaskaram. Karma is shayaskaram only relatively, in preparing the mind. But moksha, jnanam is shayaskari, shayaskaram absolutely. Which is good. Jnanam or karma? Jnanam or shayaskaram. Because it is the means of accomplishing the absolute good. Moksha. Karma is shayaskaram if performed as yoga in terms of preparing the mind. So karma, yoga is relatively shayaskaram. Jnanam is absolutely shayaskaram. See, this is not mentioned in the Bhashyam. I'm just adding, because I see the word shayaskaram. So, shayaskaram, that which does good for us is shayaskaram. Shreyaha karoti iti shayaskaram. I'm going out of the Bhashyam to make you explain, understand something else. Don't worry, the whole verses Bhashyam I'll do next class. Okay? The following class will explain the whole thing from the beginning of the verse. Don't worry. Timing, what do you understand? Shreyas Karam means that which does the good is Shreyas Karam. Jnanam Shreyas Karam. Buddhihi Shreyas Kari. So Buddhihi means Jnanam. Therefore, what is absolute good is what? Absolute Shreyas means absolute good. What is absolute good? Shreyas literally means good. So that which is desirable for all people of all times, of all places, of all cultures is absolute good. What is which is desirable, acceptable for all people of all times, of all places, of all cultures? Sukham. Nityarantara sukham mokshaha. Therefore, what is implied with absolute good is mokshaha, freedom. So moksha karaha. Moksha karam jnanam. Moksha kari buddhihi. Buddhihi is that which brings moksha. That which contributes for the attainment of discovery of moksha. Therefore, buddhihi shayaskari. What about karma? When compared to karma, buddhihi is that, knowledge is that which brings moksha, this helps us discover moksha. There was Shreyaskari. Understand now? Jnanam is Shreyaskaram. What about karma? Karma also, when performed as yoga, as a discipline, as a preparatory discipline, by way of contributing for the mental preparedness required for jnanam, karma is also relatively Shreyaskari. Karam. Absolutely Shreyaskari is Buddhihi Jnanam. Relatively Shreyaskaram is Karma. But when compared to that, that's why both have to be followed sequentially. Both disciplines should be followed sequentially. Nothing to do with the, I'm not doing the actual Bhashyam sentences. I want to explain these things. Because these are the subtle things what Swamiji mentioned. I think people who read Bhagavad Gita, home study book, must have seen the meaning of this Shreyas there. Yet Shreyasyanischitam bruhitanme Sishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. Please tell me that which will bring Shreyas for me. When Arjuna asked, and explain the meaning of the word Shreyas, their Shreyas literally means good. That's all. But here that the good should be taken as absolute good. Therefore we say, Jnanam Shreyaskaram, Buddhihi Shreyaskari. And karma also should not be completely mistaken to be useless. Okay? Karma, nothing is useless here. Karma is relatively Shreyaskaram by way of contributing for the mental preparedness. Okay. Therefore, Ashayaskaram karma kuru iti mam pratipadayati tat kim nu karanam. See, karma which is Ashayaskaram. Karma cannot help a person discover freedom. Nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karane. Okay? Karma ashayaskaram. Buddhihi shayaskari. Are you all following? The next one. Karma ashayaskaram. Buddhihi shayaskari. You convert the word buddhi into jnanam. Jnanam shayaskaram. Karma ashayaskaram. Karma is non-liberating. Knowledge is liberating. Jnanam liberates, therefore Shreyaskaram. Karma binds, therefore Ashreyaskaram. Karma binds, therefore Ashreyaskaram. But karma also becomes relatively sayaskaram, is converted into yoga. Relative sayaskaram. These are relative absolute Swamiji's. We had to supply these expressions, extra expressions. So, ashayaskaram karma kuru iti mam pratipadayati. Bhagavan teaches me, instructs me to do karma which binds. Ashayaskaram karma kuru iti mam pratipadayati. Bhagavan teaches me, instructs me to do karma which is binding, which is not shayaskaram. Tat kim nu karanam, why? Kim, tat kim? No. What is the reason? Iti bhagavataha upalambham. Upalambham kurvanneiva. Tat kim kasmat. Kim means what? Kasmat karanat. Kim karanam. Gore karmani gore. Karmani. Karmani, locative case of karma. Gore means krure. Cruel action. Gore karma is kruram karma. Krura karma is what? Cruel action is what? Himsa lakshane. Why does Bhagavan instruct me to do the binding, non-liberating karma, especially in the karma which is cruel, involving hurt, killing, himsa in the form of hurting, killing, ghore, krure, himsa lakshane, mam niyojayasi keshava iti cha yad ah tachcha na upapadyate. Such a question is not possible if Bhagavan emphasized the combination of karma and jnanam. After third chapter, how will you have any doubt? Reading this bhashan so many times like this. Atha smarte naiva karmana samuchayaha sarvesham bhagavata uktaha arjunena cha avadharitas chet. So there's no way of combining any karma, smarta karma, shauta karma. There's no way of combining any karma with the jnanam is possible. So smarte naiva karmana samuchayaha sarvesham bhagavata uktaha avadharitaha chet arjunena. If it understood by Arjuna that smarta karma, combination of jnana and smarta karma was mentioned by Bhagavan, then also Arjuna would not have asked this question. Kim ghore karmani mam niyojayasi. Why do you appoint me, involve me in the terrible, cruel act involving himsa, hurting, killing? Ityadi vachanam katam yuktam vachanam. How can it be appropriate? Question. It can be an appropriate question if Bhagavan emphasized any combination of any karma with the jnanam. Understand? See, here, karma ashayaskaram, jnanam shayaskaram. Because Bhagavan, this is mentioned here, we should not take karma for granted. That is why I said, relatively shayaskaram, absolutely shayaskaram. Anyway, we just started the first verse. We'll continue the bhashyam of the first verse next class. Understand? Bhashyam of the first verse, I'll continue again. I have not completed it. I just read it once, that's all. How to explain the Bhashma, the first verse, and also connect it with the Bhashyam given at the end of the introduction also. Introductory Bhashyam. Okay. Few things I had to clarify. I will do it next class. Then my focus was on different thing. It's all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Sometimes, too many times, statements are repeated. How many times in the Bhashyam you come across the first verse of the second chapter, the third chapter? Sometimes our own parabdha may become, karma become pratibandha, obstacle. How? Now making you feel some sort of tired. The Swami used to say this, okay? Pratibandha. Why? If you find any some sort of boredom with the repetition, I used to feel that. I would go and ask Swamiji. I always thought I knew. I understood, why repetition? I was so restless in the class. And Swamiji only called and told me. You know, that is Amma, Angada, patience. I love the way Swamiji told me. Now, I enjoyed the best of that, such close expression of Swamiji. So I'm saying, because because how many times repeated? Now imagine I have to teach humans. Okay? Because in the introductory Bhashyam, the first verse is repeated too many times. Again, it comes back. That is why once you study Bhashyam, you can close the book and keep it. No more homework. Class itself is a homework. Okay? Class becomes. That is why Shastra study, the class itself is Nididhyasanam. In the class, you are doing Mananam. In the Bhasha study is Mananam. And while Mananam, you are contemplating. If it is the Vastu Surupa Nirdharanam, it's a contemplation. Now we are not contemplating because we are discussing. It's only for clarification of the teaching we are doing the third chapter. Isn't it? That is the main reason I did not explain the last sentences. Understand? I simply read out, I told you what I had to say. And then we went on to the first verse, then I again read out, and what I had to say, I said today. I don't want you to go to the today, leave the class thinking karma ashrayas karma. Even though Shankara Bhagavatpada says in commentary ashrayaskaram. So liberating is ashrayaskaram, non-liberating, binding is ashrayaskaram. That is why I mentioned that particular aspect today. But next class, I'll read the last portion of the introductory Bhashyam. I'll explain. Then I'll also go to the first verse commentary. Okay, quickly in 5-10 minutes. It won't take very long. Then I move on to the next new things. All your doubts will be clarified in what you did today, and then it will be fast. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.